Here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, we just heard the latest research, which Ted Haller always provides for us every year. And Ted, what's the latest that you found out here as far as farm radio and TV?
Well, we actually have seen two trends emerging, one that you would suspect, and that is the consistent rise of the Internet. Mm-hmm. But that consistent rise of the Internet is not necessarily meaning the decline of other media. For example, both radio listenership for farm news and information and Internet were the two most dramatic rises in terms of where people were going, mm-hmm. Which bodes very well for the combination and what we've been talking about with our farm broadcasting groups to move a lot of in-depth reports, podcasting, other stuff into the Internet to that group that wants it. And we estimate that group to be about one out of every five to one out of every four farmers that are out there, which is a very significant group. You know, compared to the normal reach ranges you see with farm radio in the 50 to 60% range of farmers listening to farm programming and farm broadcasters on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's pretty brilliant, actually, that you got a 1 minute or 2 minute or 3 minute to tell a story, and then you can put the whole interview that you did with someone or the whole press conference or whatever on the Internet, right?
Exactly. And our membership is moving in that direction. And, the Internet frees you from everything. There's no reason why our members can't have a half-hour TV show at night from 6:30 to 7. There's nothing stopping them except the production, mm-hmm. And of course, they're very busy. But but just pulling everything down, the podcast, more in-depth. So let's say that you run a one-minute interview on the radio. Mm-hmm. Well, you take all 3 minutes of that interview that you edited down into one, and you put it on the pod. Mm-hmm. And so anybody that wants to go see the other stuff or listen to the other stuff can do it.
And it may be small numbers that actually look at that, but those are really interested people if they're going to take the time to go to the Internet and actually listen to a
yes.
long-form program like that.
We found a couple of interesting groups hiding inside the average. We found what we're calling the Uber group of radio, which is 23% of the producers' 500-plus row crop in the Midwest, mm-hmm. that are very heavy radio. But they're still on the Internet, but they are definitely more prone to the radio usage. We found 12.5% that are lighter radio, they're listening to less radio, and they have gravitated more to the Internet. That doesn't mean that you can't cross them, mm-hmm. and that doesn't mean that just if they don't listen to a farm broadcaster on the air, doesn't mean that they're not going to listen to them on the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Are you finding differences of types of information and where people get their types of information, like markets or weather or that kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, of course, market reports are far and away the number one leader on the radio. Mm-hmm. So if you go in and ask, okay, do you listen to long-form farm programs? Say that five times. Long-form farm programs on the radio, your answer is going to be lower. Mm-hmm. Because there just aren't that many. Mm-hmm. But in terms of market reports embedded with weather, et cetera, and general farm news, that number is in the 80 to 85% range of what farmers do on a weekly basis on the radio. You know.
So bottom line now, how can this help farm broadcasters really make more money, I guess?
Well, terrestrial radio does not go away. Mm-hmm. Terrestrial radio does not go away. Gutenberg proved this, that when he invented the printing press, everything else didn't go away either. Okay? Now, it does change how we look at media. Technology is the driver, and that's what changes how things are. The farm broadcasting membership is embracing the Internet and using that as an extension. And we have some tests out there to validate this, that our thesis is that under the umbrella of the farm stations and networks, their actual local information on their Internet sites is being looked at a higher rate, or at least the same rate, as a lot of the national ag websites. Mm-hmm. And that's something we're testing because we want our membership to continue to develop that.
And this offers them a new avenue for revenue, and it offers their clients and their advertisers a new way of exposure.
Exactly. Now, they haven't quite figured that one out yet, okay? They honestly haven't, because, you know, it's actually a tremendous opportunity for sponsors to come in and actually help these guys develop this, because we're learning it as we go.
Mm-hmm. And we've got, what about Twitter and Facebook? Have you looked at that at all?
You know, that Twitter and Facebook appear to be, from our 2009 study, which was just a little over a year ago, August 2009, when it completed, against the upper-income hardcore farmer, Twitter and Facebook were not really a factor. Twitter was under 3%, Facebook and those things under 10%, at about 8% of the market. And 77% of farmers on the upper-income group on a scale of 1 to 10 had those social sites listed as a 1 or their lowest priority. Now, that being said, those are great dealer and client communication tools. And we're seeing that that's more and more for that. And there is a small group of producers that are active on that. And it's driven by age.
Well, but that was 2009. And, I mean, it's definitely changed a lot in the last year.
Yeah. I mean, I would say on our next study that it could probably maybe raise up into the 20% range. But it's not, it all has to do with age. The average age of the farmer is 58. And it's probably no different if you went and looked at the Twitter rate in rural areas for men 50 plus. It would probably be almost identical.
But it also seems like the radio stations especially are using Facebook a lot.
They are. They are, and they're pushing to get numbers up. But right now, it's just the general internet, and what we're really looking for is the explosion of these iPhones. Mm-hmm. We don't know where that's going to go. And some people could just skip the internet step and just go straight to the iPhone step.
Where can members get the study that you did?
Ted at NAFB.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Ted.
Thank you.
You have a good one.